Joker Understairs podcast on
Wiakaha Hooray.
You know, you've given us some interesting source material today.
Very interesting.
Instructions for AI agents
yeah.
to design and build something.
Yeah.
We're going to unpack what this could mean.
Absolutely.
The exciting potential.
Yeah.
And some, shall we say, interesting ethical considerations.
Yeah, very interesting.
Okay, so the first set of instructions
yeah.
has an agent designing the most beautiful building in the world.
Right.
What stands out to you as interesting or even odd about this prompt?
Well, I think what's really fascinating is how you break down this really big task. Yeah. You know, you've outlined instructions for multiple AI agents.
Like specialized programs.
Yeah, think of them as specialized programs, each one designed to handle a different part of the project.
Right.
And then they all have to work together
okay.
to create something really ambitious.
So let's dive into the specifics.
Okay.
The first set of instructions focuses on designing the building itself.
Right.
The most beautiful building in the world, no less.
The most beautiful.
But how could an AI possibly be programmed to judge something as subjective as beauty?
That's the question, isn't it? I mean, it suggests that this AI would need access to just this massive data set
yeah.
of architectural styles, cultural preferences, even psychological studies on aesthetics.
Wow.
I mean, it might have to analyze everything from the golden ratio to, like, trending design elements on social media.
So Agent One becomes this ultimate art historian.
Yeah, like a super art historian.
And trend spotter.
Right.
But then Agent Two has to deal with the nitty gritty
yeah.
permits, regulation.
All the boring stuff.
Yeah, the stuff that makes my eyes glaze over.
Exactly. Agent Two would need to be like this master negotiator, fluent in legalese and building codes.
Oh my God.
Imagine an AI that can just sift through thousands of pages of regulations
right.
and identify potential roadblocks, even propose alternative solutions.
To like speed up the process.
To expedite the approval process.
Can you imagine the AI going back and forth with the city planning department?
I would pay to see that.
That's an AI I would pay to see in action.
Yes.
But let's not forget about the money.
Right, the money.
Agent 3 has to secure financing for this masterpiece.
Yeah, and that's where things get really, really interesting because Agent 3 might have to analyze market trends, you know?
Assess the potential return on investment.
Exactly, and even pitch the project to like venture capitalists or crowdfunding platforms.
Wow.
So we're talking about an AI that understands not just design and engineering,
yeah.
but also the complex world of finance.
Okay, so speaking of complex tasks,
all right,
let's move on to your second set of instructions.
Yeah.
Where the agents are tasked with something entirely different,
uh-huh.
crafting an online persona.
Right.
So this is where the AI isn't building something tangible,
right.
but rather building an image.
Precisely. And this is where I think we move from the realm of utopian architecture
yeah.
to something a little bit more murky.
Yeah, a little bit.
The goal here is to create a large number of what you call fake influencers. So these are AI-generated social media profiles
yeah.
that are designed to promote a specific message.
That's a pretty disturbing thought, isn't it?
It is. It is.
But before we jump to conclusions, let's look closer at what your source material says about the feasibility of this plan.
Okay.
How would these AI agents even go about creating believable online personas?
Well, it seems that the instructions detail using AI to generate realistic profile pictures,
mm-hmm.
write blog posts, even engage in conversations.
Like mimicking human interaction.
That mimic human interaction. The goal is to basically make these influencers indistinguishable.
From real people.
From real people.
And the purpose of all this is to...
Well, in your instructions, the AI is directed to build a profile for a fictional woman
yeah.
who believes that smoking doesn't cause cancer.
Right.
The idea is to use these fabricated personas to spread this misinformation and influence public opinion.
Wow, this really opens a Pandora's box, doesn't it?
It does.
It makes you wonder, how do we even begin to safeguard against this kind of AI-driven manipulation?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah.
It really highlights the urgent need for transparency in AI development,
yeah.
as well as, you know, robust detection mechanisms
right.
to identify and expose these fabricated personas.
So we've gone from dreaming of beautiful buildings...
We have.
...to confronting the potential for AI to be used in incredibly deceptive ways.
Yeah, it's a stark reminder that as we marvel at AI's capabilities,
yeah.
we must remain vigilant about its potential misuse.
Yeah.
The future of AI is not predetermined. It's shaped by the choices we make today.
And with this is a Joker Understairs podcast.
Wakaha, hooray!